SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major violence across the nation.
Communities across the country are grappling with an increase in violence in the final days of spring that included at least 4 mass shootings in one weekend. In Detroit, a lone gunman opened fire at a splash pad. There were other shootings and stabbings in locations from Massachusetts to Indiana as sweltering heat takes hold in many regions. Earlier in the year, FBI data indicated a sharp drop in violent crime nationwide, but experts say that summer weather typically brings with it a seasonal uptick in violence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Surgeon General calling on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms similar to those used in cigarette packs. Dr. Vivek Murthy says social media is a contributing factor today in the mental health crisis among young people. Also at SRNnews.com, witnesses claiming now the Greek Coast Guard caused the deaths of dozens of migrants in the Mediterranean over a 3-year period, including 9 who were deliberately thrown into the water.
We've heard allegations of a total of 5 separate incidents in which people were thrown into the sea. In a statement, the Greek Coast Guard strongly rejected all accusations of illegal activities. But last year, another incident was caught on camera. It showed men in masks forcing 12 people, including women and young children, onto a Greek Coast Guard vessel. They're then set adrift in a motorless raft, abandoned just outside Greek waters. An official investigation by Greece is ongoing.
BBC correspondent Stephanie Haggerty. Chinese leaders have been meeting with Australian officials. They are wrapping up talks today in the west coast city of Perth. This is SRN News. Abortion is a religious issue.
Pew Research Center has the proof in black and white. Their latest poll indicates that in countries that are more religious, people are more pro-life. In nations where religion is less of a factor, people favor abortion. Pew says, quote, 99% of Nigerians say religion is important in their lives, and only 8% say abortion should be legal. On the opposite end of the spectrum, only 20% of Swedes see religion as important, and 95% support abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California's Senate has approved a measure that would ban school districts from requiring teachers to notify parents if their child should ask to go by a new pronoun at school. Legislation applies to any policies that require school staff to disclose a student's sexual orientation and or so-called gender identity to anyone else, including parents. This is SRN News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolving the influential war cabinet that has overseen the fighting in Gaza.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made a major course correction some 8 months into the war against Hamas. The war cabinet, the subset of the full government with the power to determine tactical and strategic decisions, has been disbanded. Taking its place is the full security cabinet, another government subset that has been in existence even before the war. But Netanyahu himself maintains control. The war cabinet was created to allow Benny Gantz, the head of an opposition party and former army chief of staff, to present a modicum of political unity while fighting Iranian-backed Hamas and Hezbollah terrorists. Many fear the new arrangement will be problematic due to poor Netanyahu-U.S. relations. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at MediaLine.org and SRNNews.com.